Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Gratitude Tuesday. This is Gratitude Tuesday number 84 for me. This is something that I do on Tuesdays as part of the Morning Words of Devotion. The Morning Words of Devotion is sponsored by the Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is a very fine minister. And this is the morning, the time of the morning where Daniel Corbett, who is actually out of Anderson, South Carolina, is usually our gracious host, and she is still hosting today, but she's in the background. We're so thankful for each and every one of you for making the time and the opportunity to actually listen to this particular devotional, and we're really, really excited about what we have to offer here on today. So I want to thank Danielle for her hosting every morning from 7 to 7:15, so, well, 7:20 for some of us who can't stay within the 7:15 time frame. I want to thank Brother Bradshaw for sharing this platform with me and with others. I want to thank you that are called the number today. So many of you called 319-527-6203, as well as those who are with me on my simulcast on the Facebook side of things. We are taking none of you for granted, and we appreciate every single one of you. So what I'm doing today is I'm going to share with you a passage from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. If you look at what the Bible has to say, this is New American Standard that I'm reading from. The Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who receives, everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And he who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give you what is good to those who ask him? I think it's really, really important that we continue to focus and reinforce this passage within its context, because contextually we have, not necessarily we, but people in Christendom have taken this passage and says, hey, you know, if you ask, then you're automatically going to give it. Well, you know, Jesus, who is in the midst of seeing, that Sermon on the Mount passage, it speaks very, very clearly to the fact that there's context associated with and there's qualification associated with your asking and receiving, your knocking and the door being open, your seeking and your being able to find what you are looking for. Because the idea is that if there's something that is good that you need, just like we evaluate and we'll say, okay, if your kid, and I've used this before, says that they want to go to McDonald's, and you know that McDonald's is not the meal that they need to have. It's not nutritious. Yes, it's fast when we need it, but they need to eat something more nutritious. The kid may be asking, but you may, as the parent, as the adult, say no. So please know that the whole idea of our being able to ask is qualified because the God Father is saying, I'll give you those good gifts in particular that you're asking for, that you're knocking for, that you're seeking for, because that's what the good Father in heaven will do. So a lot of times when we are doing the things that God would have us to do when we're asking him to support us, we may need support in particular because the you know, it's not something that's automatically received, something that God will give it to us, but we still have to do our part. And I like the idea of reinforcement. We run into that every single day. Even people who aren't Christians either understand it and then study the idea of behavior and how that if we want to continue to strive for those things that are good, those things that we may be asking God to allow us to have, then God will allow us to do that. But sometimes we can use the reinforcement here at home. And so I say that because I know when I am running, walking or jogging or jogging, whatever you want to call it, that I'm doing out there that I plan to do again this morning after this devotional, I will hear in my ear because I'll usually set for 5 or 4, 6 or 5 or 3 miles is usually about the least that I'll do these days. And so when I set my Galaxy app, health app, to say, okay, I'm going this far, it does two things. It lets me know when I'm halfway there in my ear, because usually I have my headphones on, listening to music or something. And then it'll also say at the 90-minute mark, you can do it. You're almost there. And I appreciate that reinforcement. And I laugh because I had to figure out, it didn't dawn on me immediately at what point they were saying that, but it was always when I reached the 90% portion. And I think some of you spiritually are at that 90% portion. And even if you're not, you can always use the reinforcement. I know when I do cahoots at the church and when I did it professionally when I was in corporate America, many people got kicks out of the fact that when they would do get the question right, Kahoot had built into its algorithms and its software some things saying, you're a genius, you know, or something saying, hey, you know, you'll get them next time. And obviously it would say, you know, to everybody, this person's on fire. They've gotten 5 questions right in a row, you know, that type of thing. We can use the spiritual reinforcement as we continue to ask and knock and seek. So I've asked various ones of you on the Facebook side about what types of things can you share with me that you need reinforcement with. And Danielle right now is going to open the switchboard, and she's going to allow people on the Blog Talk side that if you have push 1 on your phone, and if you have a request, then not a request, but it's a thing that you need reinforcing in. And it could be anything. Like for me, I appreciate reinforcement right now. Many of you have been giving it to me. I'm trying to get down to 195. As of yesterday's weigh-in, I think was at 203. And I was in January at 234. So I've lost quite a bit of weight. I'm still trying to get down so that when Thanksgiving comes, I'm totally unabashed in eating what I want to eat. So we'll see how that goes. And I think I'm going to do that anyway, but I want to get as close to 195 as possible. But I'm seeing on the so please push 1 on your telephone, and I will pivot to you in just a moment. But Frankie is saying keep focusing on God. Carolyn is saying that she wants has people that are discouraging her, so she wants to just keep going on despite that. Do what I do for the Lord regardless of what others think is what Priscilla is saying. Yvonne is saying my mindset, my spiritual life, that I can do better. To continue prayers for healing and strength. Olivia is saying I need reinforcement and encourage for my patients. And those are the ones that I see on the Facebook side. Is there anybody who is willing to respond? And maybe we can only take, looking at the time, 1 or 2. Is there somebody on the Blog Talk side, Danielle?
No one has pressed number 1 yet. Good morning, Brother Medlock. But I'd just like to add, through my daily devotions and some issues that I've been having, or I like to call them issues at work, I've come to a place where instead of praying for God to take care of the people that I feel are trying to hinder me from doing my job, my prayer has turned into just praying for everybody to maximize their full potential in the roles that they're doing, that they grow into their roles, so that we can all accomplish what the job sets out for us to do, versus trying to manipulate and tear each other down and having to face the consequences of that. Spiritual growth and a change in mindset, that's something we can all strive for.
Well, certainly. Well, certainly. And if I can reinforce and encourage that, because you sometimes, my philosophy, I have a few of them, and one of them is I don't try to let other people's problems create problems for me. I will say to you that is really, really important. And so if indeed we can continue to have that mindset, then I think that is really true. I wanted to make sure, because I think there are some couple people who put their comments in the regular comment section of the devotional. So, Betty, I see that you said, I want to trust God more. I've never been forsaken. I know God is able. Gilda is saying that brothers and sisters show more love, care, and concern for one another. Well, and again, that's the general deal, and that's fine. I guess I still want to make sure it's something personal that you need reinforcement for and that you need encouragement for is what I'm asking for. And this is not an intercessory prayer that I'm going to pray. Well, it'd be intercessory in me on you guys' behalf. But I really want you to say, hey, I need reinforcement. I need encouragement in this or that. Well, looks like we may have gotten all the ones that we needed to get. I'm presuming no one at the last minute has pushed one on the blog talk line. So if you don't mind, I'd like to pray for the ones that we've received. Father, you've seen what Betty has indicated is her request with regard to being able to trust God and trust you more, knowing that you haven't forsaken her. Father, we know that Frankie is continuing to focus on God and that she thinks she needs that reinforcement, that Carolyn needs to continue to be reinforced and not let people who may be not as dutiful as her discourage her. Sister Priscilla is saying, hey, I want to continue to do what I do regardless of what others think. Yvonne is saying that her mindset and her spiritual life, she says that she can do better. Sister Jeanette is needing reinforcement and encouragement as she continues to go through the healing process that she might have strength. Olivia is saying that she needs to have more patience. And we've also seen the notices of the deaths of Shirley Brown and Solomon Sims. Father, please allow it so that as we continue to live and move and have our very being, that we can pray these prayers, and we can, in whatever way, shape, or form that we can be the reinforcement and encouragement for others as we ask and as we knock and as we seek, knowing that those things that we pray in the Holy Spirit, those things that we pray that are good, things that are you want us to have those things, it's part of your will, that if we continue to move forward, that we can be able to exercise a level of faith that would allow these things to be realized in some way, shape, or form. And if for whatever reason we're in a setting where people are not willing to fulfill God's will, that we'll be able to recognize that we'll have that awareness, and that we'll have the intestinal fortitude and the strength of character to make spiritually appraised decisions in those situations if we have to stay into them, or to make the decision to leave. Father, just continue to bless us and keep us so that we can continue to be the type of people, the type of Christians that you would have us to be. And whether people are still in their slippers, whether they're in the seat of their cars, or whether they're already made it to the corner of your cubicles or offices as you participate in the devotional, know that the one singular goal that all of us have is that we give you glory and honor, not just today, but as we have this gift that is called today with the free canvas to create the masterpiece of glory that you are deserving of, that every day we will make that our singular goal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.